Breathe Deep, Weekly Meditations. Go. For sure, there is time to wait, but many wait for perfect conditions which seldom line up. Now is really all we have. Go. Opportunity is often lost with deliberation, says Publius Syrus. To followers of Jesus, he says, go, I'm sending you out, and I'm going along with you. Luke 10, verse 3, John 14, 28. The big idea is to go. Go like Jesus. To initiate. To risk. To pursue clarity. Trust. Small steps. It means to dream big and pray hard and think long, like Mark Battison says in Circle Maker. To go means to leave something familiar for somewhere unknown. To go is to initiate, to risk, to leave the familiar, and to take action. It sounds easy, but it is very hard for me. I don't like to initiate. I would much more like someone else to take the first step. I prefer to play it safe and avoid risk. Stepping out of my comfort zone can freeze me up. As I go, I face my issues. They're like Goliath standing in the way. And that's why these parallel verses from Luke 10 and John 14 are so powerful for me. He says, go, you have to go. You have to go out. You need to go, and I'm sending you out. And I am going with you. I mean, without that, I wouldn't go. Nope, I wouldn't. If I had to go it alone like that with Jesus, I would not take that step. So over the next 3 weeks, I challenge you to go. Go love, go fight, and go do. Go love means that love goes first in relationships, risks everything, extends forgiveness, and loves like Jesus. Go fight. Go fight for your marriage. Fight for your family. Fight for your sobriety. And remember that the battle is for our hearts. Go do. Go do those few things necessary for a follower of Jesus. Do those few things consistently well to impact this world for his kingdom. So this week, read and reflect on John 14:18 and Luke 10, verses 2 and 3.